In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Theodore is baptized to be cleansed of his sin, to receive the Holy Spirit and be made the heir and child of God in heaven. But Jesus is baptized to be publicly marked and proclaimed as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He's the Son who, in himself from eternity with the Father, has and pours out the Holy Spirit upon his church, upon all baptized into his name. The Spirit descends and remains upon the Son to declare that he, in his flesh, fulfills all that the prophets wrote in perfect obedience to his Father's will. He's anointed to be the sin bearer. It's an ordination unto death. This is, after all, as you well know, the purpose of his incarnation. Apart from Jesus, you are lost and condemned. God's holiness cannot abide your lack of mercy, your lustful and vengeful fantasies, your vile and blasphemous words. All you've earned for them is God's wrath and condemnation. And for that, you must die. Your sin must be punished. And it is. But in Jesus, whereas the eye beholds only muddy water in his baptism, faith knows the reality that it's the muck and filth of your sin anointing him. It's every time you misuse the Lord's name and every hateful thought that passes in your mind. It's your pride and arrogance, your doubt and unbelief. Everything you do to pollute that water pollutes his flesh, as it's pressed upon and in to him. Yet the incarnate Son of God is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. It's upon him and him alone that God's wrath is poured out. He is the appeasement, for he who knew no sin became sin for you. Jesus bears your heavy load even unto Golgotha, where he is stripped, stretched out and put on display to be mocked and reviled as the wretched sinner he is. This is what is well-pleasing to the Father in heaven. That Jesus is the Lamb of God necessarily means the Father's wrath is poured out upon him, not you. Jesus dies in your place, suffering the torments of hell. Justice is satisfied as the Father's wrath is poured out against him as easily as John pours the water upon him. Yet Jesus dies to bury the old Adam in the crushing, icy depths of the font. And as he dies, the innocent for the guilty, his side is split open. Out come flowing blood and water, the twin rivers of righteousness. The stinking cesspool is now filled with that blood and water. The touch of his flesh cleanses that polluted water as he plunges the wood of his cross into the pool and the filthy waters are made clean. The bitter waters are made sweet. All water is now sanctified and consecrated by the water and blood pouring forth from his open side, that you and your children would have a rich, refreshing, lavish, and life-giving flood washing away sin. For Jesus walks into polluted waters to wash you in pure, pristine waters. He goes in pure and comes out defiled, that you may go in defiled and come out pure. He's anointed with your sin and covered in your uncleanness, that you may be anointed with God's triune name, covered in his own immaculate righteousness and holiness. This water and blood from his side cleanses you. It washes away your filth. It clothes you with the robe of Jesus' perfect righteousness. It names you with God's own name. Jesus comes up from the water as from the tomb, bringing with him those condemned to the prison house of sin and death. You in Christ are pure and clean, living forever. Thus, the death Theodore just died in holy baptism. Indeed, what all of you baptized into Christ have died is not a death of condemnation by the Father's wrath. That death was died by Jesus. His and yours, rather, is a death to sin, a death to the world. Baptism into the side of Jesus joins you to his death, to his burial, even to his resurrection. In Jesus, Theodore died to the world, but is alive to God in Christ. He lives because Jesus died. And so shall you live eternally. Your body shall be raised incorruptible from the earth. You will live because Jesus lives. Heaven is open to you once more as the Holy Spirit hovers over the waters to recreate you. He descends and remains upon Jesus to drive him to his death for your sake and thus administer the fruits thereof to you. And just as a dove once announced to Noah that the flood had disappeared from the earth, so now the eternal dove remains upon the Son to declare that in him your shipwreck is at an end forever. Indeed, like one of Theodore's namesakes, a substitute is provided for him by God in his love and in his mercy, the one crowned with thorns, by whom the Spirit is breathed out to call you to faith and life in his name. For indeed the Spirit pours out upon you the full richness of the Father in Jesus Christ. But you know full well that Jesus doesn't simply baptize you into himself and leave you alone. He's always working for your sake, pouring out his Spirit and proclaiming his absolving cruciform word to you. He sends the Spirit to continually drive you back to the fountain source of your life in Christ, holy baptism. He's the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, present tense, not past or future, but here and now, ongoing. Jesus does not leave you alone, but is with you even unto the end of the age. The Holy Spirit, who remains in and proceeds from the bosom of Jesus, calls you by daily contrition and repentance back to the font. In holy absolution, your baptism is renewed as you're cleansed again. You return from the font, whether the first time as Theodore or repeatedly by daily contrition and repentance, cleansed clean and pure, as the broken chariots and dead soldiers of hell's Pharaoh, as doubt and unbelief, as lust and perversion, as all sin that separates you from God and damns you to hell, is left behind, drowned and dead. Your sins are taken away, borne up and carried away in the flesh of Jesus. Who you are, even now in him, will soon be publicly declared and revealed to the whole creation. While you await that day, he is still delivering his sacrifice to you. Jesus' cloven side fills the chalice as he places upon your tongue his body roasted in the fire of the Father's wrath. He even now clothes you in the pure and bright robe of his immaculate righteousness, bidding you to feast on his body and blood offered up for your sake. The one upon whom the Spirit descends and remains is the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. He is Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And in him, you cross the Jordan through death into the promised land of new life. In him, you are the abode of the Holy Spirit, the beloved child of heaven, in whom the Father is most assuredly well pleased. The Lamb of God is anointed unto death, and he takes away your sin. In Jesus' name, amen.